Whisper, a weekly NPR parody podcast in no way associated with NPR, brought to you in no part by the following parody sponsors.
The Senator Jeff Flake and Susan Collins Faux Women's Shelter, a safe space that shelters Republicans from their consciences.
The Lock Her Up Institute for Selective Due Process. Due to our due process determination process, due process is only due to dudes.
And the Brett Kavanaugh Sexist Double Standard Institute for Irrational Emotional Outburst. Because well-funded Hillary Clinton revenge conspiracies make men cry.
I am Dave.
And I am Molly. And our voices lack in volume what Mitch McConnell lacks in humanity.
The usual controversy surrounding the annual national holiday of Columbus Day was muted this year due to the fact that this year's holiday arrived just 2 days after the contentious appointment of Justice Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court.
Having spent the past 2 weeks unable to convince conservatives that a credible allegation of attempted rape merits serious consideration, even if it occurred 36 years ago, the liberal groups who usually organize Indigenous Peoples Day counter Columbus Day protests lack the energy to condemn the rapists from 1492.
For more on this story, we turn to our Christopher Columbus correspondent, Ferdinand Isabella.
Hello, I'm Ferdinand Isabella, coming to you from the empty parking lot where an Indigenous Peoples Day protest was planned as a counter-protest to the Columbus Day parade back when liberals had the luxury to be indignant about a bank holiday. And although no counter-Columbus protesters showed up, there is a small counter-counter-protest to counter the counter-protest that was supposed to protest.
Christopher Columbus is our history, and I'll be damned if I let a bunch of Pocahontas-loving snowflakes take away my history or my paid day off.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm unemployed.
I guess every day is Columbus Day if you're racist and unemployed.
I lost my job because Obama, but then Trump fixed the economy and brought back all the jobs. But then all the immigrants stole all the new Trump jobs because Obama.
So you oppose immigration?
Damn immigrants came to our country and took all the damn resources and act like they owned the damn place.
But you celebrate Christopher Columbus.
Damn right. Christopher Columbus discovered America when he landed on Plymouth Rock, invented Thanksgiving, and founded the Washington Redskins football franchise.
Not for nothing, but this freaking jackoff knows less about history than a Polack knows about sausage.
Oddly, that's the least racist thing I've heard so far.
I'm Italian, and Christopher Columbus was Italian. And it's important to celebrate Italian heritage by celebrating the great Italian achievement of the great Italian explorer who claimed the New World for Spain.
How is Spain profiting off the contracted labor of an Italian guy, an achievement of Italian heritage?
Not for nothing, but nothing is more Italian than contracting labor.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, Kavanaugh's got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, Kavanaugh's got to go.
It appears as though the liberal protesters have finally shown up.
I believe survivors.
Me too.
You don't just say me too to agree with me. You use me too to stand against sexual assault.
I stand against sexual assault!
Me too!
What did I just say?
I stand against sexual assault.
Me too.
I assume you're here for Indigenous Peoples Day?
What the hell is Indigenous Peoples Day?
You know, the holiday you made up to protest Columbus Day?
Oh shit, that's today? I got so fired up protesting Kavanaugh, I forgot all about Indigenous Peoples Day.
Me too.
Stop that.
Did you show up to an Indigenous Peoples Day protest to protest Kavanaugh?
I feel so stupid.
Me too. Indigenous Peoples Day is a threat to man. You ruined Christopher Columbus' life with 1,492-year-old accusations.
Not for nothing, but the rapist could have been a Spaniard that looked like an Italian guy, so she thought it was Christopher Columbus, but it was really Cortez.
Pocahontas doesn't remember trivial details. Her claims are uncorroborated.
This can still work, and we just have to repurpose our anti-rape signs to apply to Columbus. In fact, I believe protesting the crimes perpetrated by Christopher Columbus is more important now than ever.
Me too. She doesn't even remember what boat she was on.
What?
She doesn't remember if she was attacked on the Maria, or the Santa, or the Nina Pinta. History is important.
I can probably just keep holding the sign I'm already holding. What's it say?
Me too.
That's no good. We're white. We can't say me too on Indigenous Peoples Day. We're not Elizabeth Warren.
George Soros gave Christopher Columbus' accusers beads.
Not for nothing, but an Italian guy proved that the earth is round.
See what happens when liberals control the narrative of history? This idiot thinks the earth is round.
I'm Ferdinand Isabella, reporting from an Indigenous Peoples Day protest, where the good news is that the anti-rape signs are still applicable. But the worst news is that the anti-rape signs are still applicable.
Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks has taken a new job with Fox News.
That story once again, Hope Hicks, former White House Communications Director, will now communicate White House Direct Communications directly to right-wing news viewers.
That story again, Hope Hicks will now be working for the news channel that brings hope to Hicks.
Hicks will be working as a public relations executive for a notoriously misogynistic corporation, despite being under 30 years old and female.
In a way, she has shattered the glass ceiling and shown women the path to success in Trump's America. One, be a model. Two, betray your tribe and show that you are willing to be part of a system that hates you. And three, never talk in public.
Here is a reenactment of what her job interview was probably like.
Welcome, Ms. Hicks. May I call you Hope?
Oh, please do.
Pretty lady!
I'm H.R. McMonster, the Human Resources Director, and this is Rupert Murdoch's bastard son, Pig Ape. He'll be your boss.
Breasts!
Nice to meet you, Mr. Pig Ape.
Your resume is very impressive for your age. It almost takes up half the page.
Oh my god, thank you.
Trump!
That's right. I worked for President Trump.
Obviously, we're very interested. You're a pretty lady who knows how to keep her mouth shut, even though all of your jobs have been entirely about communication.
Nipples!
I'm sorry, Mr. Piggy?
He said nipples.
Nipples!
He's very interested in nipples. Is that going to be a problem for you?
Oh, as long as he doesn't ask to see them. Mm. Or if he does, as long as he doesn't try to touch them. Or if he does, as long as he doesn't succeed. Or if he does, as long as he doesn't pinch them and twist. Or if he does, as long as he doesn't grab me by the pussy. Or if he does, I'll still remain loyal for some reason and keep my mouth shut.
You're hired.
Pretty, pretty lady!
I recommend you exit now. Pig Ape will most likely need to masturbate.
Uh-oh! Boner!
Oh, right. Thank you. I look forward to working with you both.
Bye-bye now.
Boner! Boner! Boner!
Aren't you leaving too?
Oh no, it's best if he's supervised so he doesn't jam it in a desk drawer again.
Oh.
Boss! Boner! Boner boss!
Are you sure you're ready for this man to be your boss?
Oh my god, like compared to my old boss, he's a perfect gentleman.
Nikki Haley, President Trump's United Nations ambassador and the one smart sister in every Southern sorority, announced her sudden resignation on Tuesday at an uncomfortably tender "It's Not You, It's Me" joint press conference with President Trump.
I haven't seen a woman blow so much passive-aggressive smoke up the man she's dumping's ass since the pep talk I gave in lieu of the goodnight kiss the last time I tried eHarmony.
Does that mean you weren't really at a place in your life where you just needed to focus on yourself for a while?
As always, our Trump impersonator is a woman because we hear he hates that.
Y'all, I'm resigning, and can I just tell you that it breaks my little heart to know I won't work another day for this dashing and intelligent and not at all irrational or incompetent handsome Dickens.
Nikki Haley is so great, but not as great as me. She is like the Trump of people who work for Trump. I like Nikki ever since I found out that she spells Nikki with three K's and an I, the way the strippers spell it.
Miss Haley, why are you resigning?
Oh, you know, just reasons. Sometimes you have to know when it's time to selflessly step aside and let somebody else deal with his... have the opportunity to deal with the best deal maker the world has ever known.
I am making such tremendous deals. You wouldn't believe it. Many people are saying nobody makes better deals than Trump, and those people are Iran. I ripped up Obama's dumb dummy demo, the big-eared, bad deal-making, elephant-Iran deal, which was such a bad deal that under the deal we were able to verify that Iran had stopped developing nuclear weapons capabilities. Now we have no deal and no way to verify what Iran is doing.
Bless his heart.
But Miss Haley, why are you really resigning?
Sometimes you have to know when to... Can I just tell y'all something? That daughter of his, Ivanka, she is just as pretty as can be. She is just so good looking, just like her father. Well, I was saying just the other day that Ivanka is so pretty and looks so much like her very attractive father that it wouldn't even be creepy for her dad to be sexually attracted to her.
Nobody has a more sexually attractive daughter than Trump. Many people are saying that Trump's daughter is so hot that there's nothing wrong with Trump wanting to have sex with her, and those people are Roy Moore.
And her husband, Jared? Boy, howdy, I tell you what, Jared Kushner is a hidden genius. I have no idea where he hides it, y'all. Jared Kushner's genius is just as hidden as it can be. Bless his heart, which is also hidden.
Seriously, though, Miss Haley, why are you resigning?
You've got to know when to hold him, know when to fold him, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
Nikki Haley did such a great job of having a foreign policy job, while I am doing a great job at foreign policy. Many people are saying that nobody does a better job at foreign policy than Trump, and those people are Putin. No collusion!
Miss Haley, does your resignation have anything to do with the ethics complaints that were filed against you yesterday for underreporting the value of private plane trips that were suspiciously given to you by South Carolina companies?
You know what my resignation isn't about? It's not about me mounting a primary challenge against the president in 2020, because the only thing I'm going to be doing in 2020 is campaigning for this one right here.
I love it when Nikki Haley points at me and pokes me in the arm. I love it when any woman who spells Nikki with 3 K's and an I touches me. But I don't love it as much as I love Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un and I fell in love. He writes me love letters. Kim Jong-un wrote me a denuclearization sonnet that he signed with a heart that he drew with the blood of a journalist who said mean things about him.
Come on, Miss Haley. Please tell us why you're resigning.
I'm at a place in my life where I just need to focus on myself for a while.
Fake news! Nobody is at a place in their life where they need to focus on anything but Trump.
It was a mutual thing?
Yeah, it was a mutual thing. Trump and Nikki Haley broke up because mutual thing. Nikki said, I want to break up, and I said, I mutual you. Trump is the most mutual. Nobody's more mutual than Trump.
You don't expect me to believe that, do you?
Would you believe it was his idea?
Of course, it was my idea. Every idea is Trump's idea, except for the bad ideas, which are Obama. It was Trump's idea for Nikki Haley to leave Trump because why was it my idea again?
Because reasons?
Because reasons. Nobody has better reasons than Trump. Nikki Haley made the job of UN ambassador glamorous because 3Ks and an I are glamorous. But now that the job is glamorous, I am going to give it to Ivanka because her brand is glamour and discontinued. And I won't even miss having a UN ambassador that I want to have sex with because I want to have sex with Ivanka.
Bless his heart.
A new report from the Government Accountability Office, which is apparently a thing despite the total lack of government accountability, reveals that the Department of Defense is way behind when it comes to cybersecurity.
A team of hackers was hired to detect possible vulnerabilities, and Barely Audible Whisper obtained a recording of their efforts.
Here's the deal. You've both been convicted of hacking, and this is your chance at a clean slate. Whichever of you finds more security vulnerabilities, you have a job and a chance to go legit.
Excellent. I'll use my own proprietary password hacker, which uses a cybertext.
I'm in!
What?
I found an administrator with a public Facebook page and tried his dog's name as his password, and it worked. I can see email, personnel files, make changes to staff benefits.
Oh, okay. How do we fix this?
Make the password requirements harder. That way this would have taken me 10 minutes.
Okay, administrator accounts are bad. What about weapons?
What do you want us to do?
See if you can figure out a new weapon we're developing.
Ooh, fun. Okay, this will take me a bit. I need to obtain a mapping of your web infrastructure, then ascertain what vulnerabilities will allow me into.
Done!
How?
Remote access into a technician's work computer. Anyone in the IT department can see this. Mind if I send this fighter jet design to my cousin? He builds models.
Out of the question!
Yeah. Take that tone.
This is unfair. My skills are being wasted. I'm capable of brutal cyber attacks that use a vocabulary that no podcast sketch writer would be able to comprehend, let alone write about with any sense of fidelity.
It's true. It shouldn't be possible for some theater geek to write about your security vulnerabilities, but they're so basic that even NCIS writers couldn't screw it up.
Sick burn, dude.
I guess I'd better hire you both.
I'm out. It would take me half a day to hack into an actual drone's control center. And I don't need that temptation in my life.
You couldn't possibly pay us enough to keep us from selling this shit to the highest bidder. We're human, man.
How about you put us back in jail until you fix your shit and just pay us $1 million each?
God damn it. Yeah, that sounds fair.
After a contentious and partisan nomination fight, Justice Brett Kavanaugh started work at the Supreme Court on Tuesday.
As always, our Brett Kavanaugh impersonator is Kermit the Frog, because Brett Kavanaugh sounds like Kermit the Frog.
It says on my calendar that I start work at the Supreme Court today. All of my clerks are women. I respect women.
On behalf of myself and the other women justices, we got a gift basket for your female clerks filled with items they'd find useful while working for you.
Thanks, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. What is it?
Pepper spray, a DNA kit, and a rape whistle.
You must not like drinking games. Pepper spray, DNA kits, and rape whistles are against the rules of my favorite drinking games.
I'll be carrying my own can of pepper spray soon. I'm working with a fitness trainer to build up enough upper body strength to lift a can of pepper spray.
Pepper spray induces abortion.
Amazing. Trump managed to nominate a justice that makes Clarence Thomas look good in comparison. Brett Kavanaugh is to Clarence Thomas what Donald Trump is to George W. Bush.
Leave me the hell out of this.
Hey, Clarence Thomas. I didn't see you there. You must have been camouflaged by your black robe. It's okay. I can make that joke because I'm a racist.
After 27 years as a Supreme Court justice, I'd finally been on the court long enough for people to think of me as a Supreme Court justice and stop automatically associating the name Clarence Thomas with pubic hair in my coke and the pornography of Long Dong Silver.
Putting pubic hair in your coke induces abortion.
The sexual assault allegations against you drew comparisons to the sexual harassment allegations against me almost as often as you lied under oath.
Accusations of sexual misconduct induce abortion.
I'm pubic hair in this coke guy again all because of your rapey ass.
No. My nickname in high school was Bart. Tobin's nickname was rapey ass. It says on my calendar that I lifted weights with Squee and Squee's girlfriend, Squaw, and Bro Dude, and rapey ass, Bronan the Barbarian, and bro prices, and my Swiss bro. Bro diddly, he bro diddly, he bro diddly, he hoo.
The fact that a man as dumb as you was appointed to the Supreme Court by a president as dumb as Trump is the most quintessential example of privileged white men failing up since the severed penis that made John Bobbitt a porn star.
My confirmation was an emotional process. I got emotional, which I can call passion because I'm a man, and only emotional women are too emotional.
That is...
I respect women. My wife is a woman. I respect my wife so much that after I answered a question she was asked for her, I let her agree with me.
Don't interrupt.
I listen to women because I respect women. And also, I have to listen to make sure that they don't say something that induces abortion.
I'm gonna have to start drinking Pepsi again because of you.
Your temperament is concerning.
I'm a judge. I have a very judicial temperament. I wrote an op-ed that says, my behavior does not reflect my words about my behavior. Every good judge knows you don't judge people's actions. You judge people's words about their actions.
I hate Pepsi.
Do you really expect me to believe that you can be a fair judge to the perceived enemies you baselessly accused of orchestrating a conspiracy against you?
What goes around comes around. That is fair. In fact, the judicial principle that what goes around comes around was the foundation of trust upon which Squee and I based the Devil's Triangle.
Oh, that's more disgusting than Pepsi.
No, the Devil's Triangle is a drinking game that me and Squee swung with Squaw.
It's like Donald Trump gave a lifetime appointment to Donald Trump.
But I went to law school at Yale. It says here on my calendar that I drank beer with my Yale Law School bros. Pro bono, and America's bro, and equal protection under the law, bro v. Weed, and our black bro, bro versus the Board of Education, and our most controversial bro of all, Brotonimo Bay, a.k.a. Git Bro.
Working with you is already unbearable. We need to get a Democrat in the White House so I can get the hell out of here.
Depending on whether you ask a social justice warrior or an unwavering traditionalist, Monday was either Indigenous Peoples Day or Columbus Day.
Here to debate the merits of the two holidays in a showdown that could, but won't, determine which holiday will appear on your 2019 Hallmark calendar are staunch conservative radio host Mad Dog Rush and liberal podcaster Dee Fender.
This is Mad Dog Rush with WFAN The Fan.
And this is Dee Fender of You Say Politically Correct Like It's a Bad Thing, now exclusively on Pods R Us.
It was a fantastic Columbus Day.
Indigenous Peoples Day.
Whatever.
Capped off by the perfect ending to the day.
Monday Night Football. What?
You're still watching football?
You watch football?
I got into it once 45 decided he wanted to abuse his power to ruin its business. I thought all you reactionaries were boycotting because of the player protests.
I still watch because you snowflakes are boycotting over police brutality. Like that's related somehow.
Wow, so you actually understand that the protests are about police brutality and not the anthem or the military?
We all do. We're just yanking your chain.
Well, anyway, Washington's brutal loss to New Orleans was the perfect celebration of the holiday.
Agreed.
What's more appropriate to Indigenous Peoples Day than watching the Redskins, whose horribly racist name offends Native Americans and minimizes their history of genocide and discrimination, lose in a figurative massacre?
That's not how I see it. This game featured Saints quarterback Drew Brees playing the part of Columbus himself as he broke the all-time passing record.
How the hell is Drew Brees like Columbus?
Perpetually underestimated. Rejected by his first two teams, just as Columbus's voyage was rejected by England and France, he came in on Columbus Day and, along with the Saints that formed his team, completely annihilated the Redskins and wrote his name into the history books.
Damn it. It's way better than my thing.
That's it then. I win. Columbus Day forever.
No, that's not... I just mean your analogy.
And as Breeze and Columbus destroyed the Redskins, I have destroyed some liberal podcaster. Mark it down, folks. In 2019, October whatever, will be Columbus Day, and you won't have to hear a peep about Indian People's Day.
It's Indigenous!
You're Indigenous.
Ugh!
At a congressional debate in Virginia's 5th District, Republican Denver Riggleman responded to a voter question about what should be done to prevent sexual assault by saying, quote, "As far as what's going on campus, I think a lot of it comes to educating females, specifically in the fraternities and sororities they're part of."
Denver Riggleman's idea for female-oriented The Art of Not Being Raped classes is the only thing that I have ever heard dumber than the name Denver Riggleman.
As made up as the name Denver Riggleman sounds, it might actually be familiar to anyone who remembers news stories this summer about Riggleman's alleged connections to Bigfoot-themed pornography. Riggleman claims a drawing of a Bigfoot with an enormous penis that was found on his Instagram was a joke, but admitted to being a Bigfoot enthusiast who doesn't believe in Bigfoot, but is working on his second book about Bigfoot hunting, which he claims is a sociological study of people who believe in Bigfoot.
Correction. Denver Riggleman's connection to a drawing of a giant Bigfoot penis is also dumber than the name Denver Riggleman. But Denver Riggleman's idea for female-oriented 7 highly effective habits of not raped women is still dumber than Denver Riggleman's enormous Bigfoot penis. In fact, Denver Riggleman's idea for a female-oriented how to win friends and not be raped by people class is so dumb it can best be described as an enormous Bigfoot penis of an idea.
For more on this real-life metaphor for the modern Republican Party, Barely Audible Whisper obtained a 1950s educational film strip-style Denver Riggleman female-oriented lesson series entitled How to Stop Worrying and Start Not Being Raped.
Hello, and welcome to How to Succeed at Not Being Raped Without Really Trying, a practical guide for girls not wanting to be the victim of boys being boys. If you're watching this, you are either a female who wants to avoid being raped, or a rapist who wants to know what females who want to avoid being raped are being taught about avoiding rape. Meet Alice.
Hiya, I'm Alice.
Alright, Alice does not want to be raped. Let's see if Alice knows what to do in the event that someone is trying to rape her.
Well, the last educational film strip I saw was about what to do in case of a nuclear bomb. So I'm gonna guess duck and cover.
Alice is incorrect. While duck and cover will protect you from all the effects of a nuclear holocaust, the duck and cover position is as an open invitation to your rapist as letting him pay for dinner. Notice how, by ducking and covering, Alice's sweet ass sticks straight in the air like a bitch in heat.
Stop, drop, and roll?
Again, Alice is incorrect. The stop, drop, and roll technique leaves Alice lying horizontally on the ground, and lying in a horizontal position counts as legal consent in every state with a senator that voted to confirm Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh no! I live in Georgia!
I'm gonna go ahead and tell Alice the answer because she's a woman and therefore unable to figure it out on her own. In the event someone is attempting to rape Alice, she should duck and cover and roll. Notice how ducking prevents her from being horizontal, covering prevents her vagina from being exposed, and rolling allows her to escape in a safe but efficient manner.
Whee! I'm rolling away! Not being raped is fun!
Don't have too much fun, Alice. Too much rolling could make you dizzy, and excessive dizziness makes you vulnerable to rape.
Ah, phooey.
Now that Alice has learned a self-defense technique as effective against a rapist as duck and cover is against nuclear annihilation, let's teach Alice how to avoid having someone attempt to rape her in the first place.
Oh, that would be ideal.
The best way to avoid an attempted rape is to avoid coming in contact with Bigfoot.
What?
Bigfoot, also known as Sasquatch, is a half-man, half-beast known by people gullible enough to vote for Trump, to live in the forest, and has an enormous penis. Due to the enormity of his penis, lack of linguistic ability, and infrequent contact with liberal snowflakes and man-hating feminists, this rugged masculinity of the male Sasquatch has not been feminized by politically correct cultural warriors. Therefore, the Sasquatch is considered unpersuadable by the word no.
But how do I avoid contact with a human rapist?
Avoiding contact with a human rapist is entirely a crapshoot. Most men aren't rapists, but those who are don't advertise themselves as such. This is why Denver Riggleman's Awake the Giant Within by Not Awakening the Sasquatch Without focuses solely on avoiding Bigfoots, because Bigfoot is definitely a rapist. The guy who bought you a drink at the bar? Who knows?
Wow, I can't believe this is the world now.
This completes the first installment of Denver Riggleman's Enormous Bigfoot Penis of an Idea. Tune in to our next installment entitled Your Moral and Legal Obligation to Carry Bigfoot's Bastard Baby to Full Term.
Thank you for listening to Barely Audible Whisper. Barely Audible Whisper was made possible by the following people. Writer, producer, and co-host.
And has an enormous penis.
Dave Baldwin, co-host Molly Brown, writer and actor Daniel Carter Brown, actors Emily Sams Brown, Michael Morgan, and Corey Burns. Please subscribe to our podcast and like us on your social media and follow us on your Facebook and do all of the things and share us with all of your friends. We would like more listeners. We appreciate you.
Bless his heart.
Hubris!